Our GeoQuiz today takes us into the rainforest. The Achuar live in a piece of the Amazon rainforest in South America. Their ancestral territory of roughly 2 million acres is just south of the equator. It straddles the two countries we'd like you to name. These are the two westernmost countries in South America. The weather in this equatorial jungle region is usually very warm and humid, with heavy rains all year round. The Achuar have struggled to protect their land from logging and oil interests. Now they're trying limited tourism as a way to preserve and protect their way of life. We'll pay a visit to one of the Achuar ancestral communities and listen in on the sounds of the rainforest later in the show. To answer our GeoQuiz now, we make our way from a remote village in the Swiss Alps to a remote village in Ecuador near the Peruvian border. Ecuador and Peru are the answers to the quiz, by the way. Journalist Andy Isaacson recently traveled to this corner of the Amazon rainforest. It was not easy to get there. He flew, paddled, and hiked to meet the Achuar, who live there according to their own traditions.
The pilot shuts off the engine, and the first thing that hits you is the sounds of birds and crickets. The whole jungle is a tangle of different trees and plants. You've got the huge, mighty kapok tree, the sequoia of the Amazon rainforest. And this is where the Achuar people say the spirit of Arutam resides, the forest spirit and the spirit of the ancestors, the sort of supernatural power. So I was the first tourist to go into a community called Tinkias, and one of the first things they wanted to do for me when I got there was show me a traditional greeting between two groups of Achuar when they meet in the forest for the first time. It's all a little bit confusing as to what they're saying. They seem to be talking at each other, but it was told to me that this is how they get to know one another and share news from the forest. And so here they are sitting with bowls of chicha, which is a root beverage. I took small sips of it, and it was all right. It tastes sort of sweet. It was touching to hear this woman sing in front of me, and it was the first time she'd ever sung to an outsider before. And what she's saying is that it's a sunny day and she's alone in the forest and she misses her husband, but she finds comfort knowing that somewhere in the forest, in the thick forest, he's witnessing the same sun. It was wonderful. This is a typical Achuar dance. Young boys are lined up with spears in front of a line of young girls, almost like a two-step with their feet, two lines moving in a circle. During the day, Shakai, my guide, would take us on dugout canoe rides looking for anaconda. Shakai sat at the back of the canoe, cutting away by machete some of the overhanging branches. We never did see the 30-foot-long anaconda, but at one point, a blue morpho butterfly flutters past us. It was this beautiful, iridescent blue wings. And my guide, Shakai, explained that the Achuar see in the butterfly the ears of ancestors who have died, which had me thinking that everything must have a meaning. So at one point, I turned to him and said, "What does a stick bug represent?" And he waved me off. Stick bug is just a stick bug. Shakai told me how the Achuar see tourism as ironically, a way to protect their land from oil development and preserve and protect their culture, aspects of it, traditional culture that are starting to slip away with the younger generation. The overall impression that the Achuar people left with me is that the boundaries we tend to construct in our life between nature and ourselves and even day and night and plant and animal and human blurred to nothing. Oneness with nature. There you actually see people living it and they embody it. And for a short time, I was able to feel that myself.
We go out today with the sounds of the Achuar in the Ecuadorian Amazon, recorded by journalist Andy Isaacson. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're online all the time at theworld.org, and we're back on the radio tomorrow.